Resource development in other parts of the state continues to boost dividends for SeaAlaska's 20,000 shareholders. It's keeping payouts up at the same time investment earnings are down, but officials say it won't last. Coastalaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The majority of SeaAlaska shareholders are getting spring dividends of close to $1,000. But unlike most payouts, much of the money is coming from outside the Juneau-based regional native corporation. That's because such corporations have to share their resource-based earnings. SeaAlaska CEO Chris McNeil says $8.80 per dividend share is coming mostly from North and Northwest Alaska. That includes the Red Dog Mine, owned by NANA, and petroleum operations run by Arctic Slope.
NANA has a very large zinc mine, and there were periods here where they had extraordinarily high prices for zinc, and that contributed to that. Of course, we all know about the high oil prices that existed during the last year as well.
SeaAlaska's timber operations have swelled other corporations' dividends in past years through the same resource-sharing formula. But its earnings are down, and McNeil says it contributed little this time around. Oil and zinc prices face a similar scenario. McNeil warns that will lower future dividends.
All of that has gone down to and below normal levels, then we want to be sure that tribal member shareholders understand that these distributions during these past years have been extraordinarily high and won't be the routine or the normal amount of distributions.
Most SeaAlaska dividends draw from the corporation's investment earnings through its permanent fund, but the market crash eliminated any revenue there. Members will get about a dollar a share based on other corporate earnings. The full breakdown will not be released until SeaAlaska's annual report comes out later this month, but McNeil says most subsidiaries were profitable.
Our manufacturing has included precision injection molding, small run metals manufacturing, and some large-scale metals fabrication. Our services have included our IT company, MBS, and our environmental remediation company, which does quite a bit of federal contracting and is a growing part of our business.
Dividend amounts vary depending on the number of shares and the classes of stock tribal members own. The 60 or so percent who are urban and at-large shareholders get just under $10 a share. That's about $1,000 for 100 shares of stock, the most common number. The about 25% who are village shareholders get direct payments of about a dollar a share, or about $100 for 100 shares. The rest goes to the village corporations, and most pass it on. The difference is the natural resource revenue sharing payment. Descendant and left-out shareholders, who make up about 15%, only get the dollar per share. They are not eligible for resource earnings. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.